Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Get Me to the Shop on Time.
Look, Alfie, I've got to have all my measurements before I can send the coupon off. Now hurry up with the tape measure.
Susan, I couldn't. I mean, I'm shy, but...
Look, I'm only asking you to measure the length of my arms.
Eh? Oh, you mean you don't want me to... I won't have to measure you, not round you.
What's all this, Alfie? Measuring our Susan? What are you going to make for her? Let me guess. You're making her a horse blanket.
No, I'm not. She's sending away for one. Not a blanket, a horse sweater. I mean, a fur owl thing,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, never mind him, Alfie. Just cut the coupon out of the paper and then I can post it later on when I go to the church hall with Mother.
Oh, are you going there again tonight, Susan?
I told you, we'll probably have to go every night this week. There's a lot of work to do organising the annual church bazaar.
Look, Father, I don't know where the evening paper is. Perhaps they've got it in here.
Well, I should have it first. I'll pay for it. Have you got tonight's paper in here?
There it is, Grandad. Alfie's just cutting it up with the scissors.
What? What the devil's he doing that for?
It's only a coupon I'm sending off, Grandad.
Ah, that's right, Mr. Sinclair. It's a sweater for Susan. I'm helping her to fill it. In.
That's true, Grandad. When I came in, he was taking the measurements with a tape measure.
He was what? Now, look here, Alfie.
He was only measuring my arm, Grandad. Mother, can't you stop this little monster making trouble?
You just behave yourself.
Yes, Alfie, stop causing all this bother.
Just cut it out, my lad, or I'll spank you. Alfie... I'll have that paper now if you finish with it. Alfie, do you mind?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. I was just reading this sale advert on the front page. It's at some place called Wentworth's Corner Store. He's having a grand two-day clearance sale.
Let me see. Oh, it's tomorrow and Friday. And listen to this, Father. 3 giveaway bargains to start each day. A gent's two-piece worsted suit, a lady's fleece lined suede jacket, and a brand-new bicycle, children's or adult size. Only £1 each.
Yeah. Susan, you said you wanted one of them suede coats, didn't you?
Oh, yes, but you wouldn't get me queuing outside Wentworth's at 7 o'clock in the morning, because that's the time you'd have to be there.
Susan's right. It's typical, this advert. Just a sprat to catch a mackerel.
Why, is there a sale on at the fish shop as well?
Grandad means that everybody will queue up early, hoping to get one of those 3 bargains, and then stay on to see what else is in the sale.
Ah, and the rest of the stuff won't be going at £1 a time. You'd probably have to queue up all night to be sure of getting that sort of a bargain.
You mean it's like you, Grandad, when you queued up for 2 hours for some cheap whiskey and then found out you were waiting to give a pint of your blood?
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Come on, Susan, love, we'd better get down to the church hall.
All right, Mother. If you're going to stay here, Alfie, don't be surprised if we're late again.
Yeah, right, yeah, Susan. I'll keep Jimmy company.
Well, I'd better get moving. I must get down to the post office before they close.
Oh, yes, Grandad. I noticed your fountain pen wanted filling.
Now then, that'll be enough for that.
Honestly, Jimmy, you and your childish jokes.
Oh, well, I'm only a kid, Alfie. I mean, I'm not grown up and sensible and clever like you.
Well, before I say no, how much was it you wanted to borrow?
Alfie, I don't want your money. I mean, you'll need all the money you've got if you buy our Susan a suede coat. And she's always wanted one.
Yeah, but I'd have to be first in that queue in the morning and I'd be late for work.
So that's it. You're going off our Susan already. Our dear, lovable Susan, who worships the very ground you're always falling down on.
All right, I'll show you. I'll be outside that shop dead on 8 o'clock.
There's no need to be that early. Midnight will do.
Yes, I suppose you do. Midnight? I'm not queuing up all night.
Poor Susan. She's going to marry a cold, heartless brute.
Yeah, see, you stop talking like that. If I want to queue all night for Susan, I will do.
Oh, good lad, Alfie, you won't regret it. And your mum and dad won't miss you. You told me they'd gone away for the week.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, but don't tell Susan about it. I want to surprise her.
Don't worry, I'll say you went home early to get a good night's sleep. You just get down to Wentworth's Corner for the night and don't forget to take the £2 with you.
Yeah, all right. £2? But the coat's only £1.
I know, but while you're there, you might as well get a new bike for me.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me.
Oh, sorry, Constable. You nearly nodded off. What is it?
Well, I've noticed you sat here while I've been on my beat during the night. Could I ask what it's all about?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a shop to open.
Really? Well, it must be something very special you want, eh? What is it?
It's a lady's coat.
A lady's coat?
Yeah, but not for me. It's for my girlfriend. I'm after a kid's bike as well, but that's not for me either.
You surprise me, huh? You wouldn't be referring to the 2-day clearance sale at Wentworth, would you?
Yeah, that's right. And Jimmy said there'd be a lot of people after the bargain, so I should wait all night, but he was up the pole.
He was up the pole, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said there'd be a queue, but you see for yourself. It's nearly 8:45 and there isn't a soul in sight.
No, not here, sir, there isn't, no. But there's a queue of at least 100 just round the corner.
Oh, the daft beggars. They're queuing in the wrong place. Aren't they? I mean, surely they're all after the same thing as me. Cut price bargains.
Well, I'm sure I don't know what marvellous bargain you're after, sir, unless it's a shave given away free with every haircut.
What do you mean?
Well, you've queued all night outside the wrong place, sir. This is the doorway to Wentworth's barber shop.
Oh, heck.
Oh, you great big useless twit. The barber should have taken you in and given you a short back and sides round your Adam's apple.
Oh, please, Jimmy, don't shout at me. I'm tired.
So am I. Tired of you. Fancy queuing all night outside the wrong shop door.
Will you listen? It's a 2-day sale, so I'm going back to queue up again tonight.
Of all the crack brain big... You what?
I'm going to queue up again tonight.
Oh, well done, Alfie. You're a good un. Yes, you are. You're a good un, you are. You are that. You're a good un, Alfie. A right good un, you are. You are. You're a good un. Look, the others are all out again tonight. They won't be back till nearly midnight. So when you go to queue up, I'll come with you.
You mean you're going to queue all night in the street as well?
Yeah, of course not. Do you think I'm a stupid... I couldn't queue up. They wouldn't let me. But I can make sure you're outside the right door this time.
All right, but you really needn't bother. Yeah, I know now which is the right door for me.
Yeah, so do I.
Leave it to me, Jimmy. I know how to put a deck chair up. Now, this goes over here first. No, that comes out here, and this goes under the... No, that's not right. Wait a minute. I've got it. This goes over there, and that comes under here. My thumb!
Constable, do you think we should help him to put it up?
No, sonny. Let's leave him to it. It'll be something for him to do to pass the time all night.
Yeah, you needn't be sarky. We'll get it right in a minute. Now, it's this over here and that under there. Yeah, fixed it at last. Now, let me check. Blankets, flask, sandwiches, sandwich. Jimmy?
Yes, Alfie? What is it?
I gave you my sandwiches to hold when I was putting the chair up. Where have you put them?
Well, I think I know where he's put two of them, sir.
Where? Give them here, Jimmy. Yeah, you little gannet, you've eaten my sandwiches.
Not all of them. Not all of them, Alfie. I've left you the egg and cress.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't like egg and cress.
Very funny.
Now, then, where do you live, sonny?
Lilac Avenue.
Right, well, I'm going that way. Come on, I'll see you home.
Okay, then. Now, don't let me down, Alfie. Just have that bike ready for me at 9:05 in the morning.
Don't you worry, I won't let you down. That's a promise.
Right. Night-night. Mind the bugs don't bite. Come on, Constable, let's be off. Honest, I can't wait for morning to come when I get my hands on that shiny new bike. All smashing. Well, you can see for yourself, Constable. The queue's all gone in, so Alfie's in there first, getting my bike. Did you see him going?
No, I'm afraid not, sonny, no. The last I saw of your friend was 2 hours ago, reciting nursery rhymes.
Nursery rhymes. I said he was in his second childhood.
You said he was doing it to keep awake. If you ask me, he's balmy.
Oh, he is, but he means well. Anyway, as long as he's got my... Hey, hey, there's a man going off with my bike. Hey, come back, you thief!
Yeah, what do you mean?
There, look, he's come out of the shop with a bike and he's just fallen over somebody's feet.
Wait a minute, let me see, lad.
There, look, there must be somebody laid down in that doorway. Oh, no, oh, flipping heck, no.
It's your friend, sir. Fast asleep.
He's done it again. Wakey, wakey! Come on, sure hoof, you daft-looking donkey.
Then what? Let's stop shaking, maybe.
Oh, Jimmy.
You must have nodded off. Is it time to go in?
Yes, to go in the dog's home to get rid of you. The bike's gone, you twit.
Yeah, what? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it has definitely gone out of the window. And there's a lady buying the suede coat.
Oh, no. I overslept and the sale was only on for 2 days. We've had it now.
I wish you all the horrible things I can think of. I hope your bike gets a fractured big end. I hope the tube goes on your telly. And worst of all, when you ask our Susan to marry you, I hope she says yes. And I told the man, if that paper boy forgets us again, he'll be looking in the lost and found column for his head.
Well, I hope he takes notice.
There's some tea in the pot. Would you like a cup?
Yes, please, ma'am. Well, Alfie, how's me friend, the sleeping prince?
Oh, fine. Except the sleeping prince feels sleepy.
Oh, well, Susan, give him a kiss, and he'll wake up and turn into a frog.
You're very perky now, aren't you? When you went out, you were like a bear with a sore head.
Well, Grandad was right. I was just feeling sorry for myself. So I started feeling sorry for Alfie. Had a good laugh and cheered up.
All right, don't start. Can I have the paper, please?
Yes, Grandad, here you are. Alfie, can I have a word with you in the other room?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Alfie, don't let him borrow any money off you.
Now, Susan, dear, be careful. You've only got 9 lives.
Here's your cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. I'll have mine in a minute. Come out here, Alfie.
Oh, all right. Excuse me.
Remember what I said, Alfie. Watch him.
Well, it'll be a relief to watch anybody after looking at you.
Oh, you are rude to Susan.
Oh, you've noticed. Listen, Alfie. I just read something in the paper that'll really make you happy.
What's that?
It said, because of the great success of the sale at Wentworth's, they're keeping it on for a third day. It's on again tomorrow morning. With another 3 of the same bargains at £1 each.
You what?
Yeah, so you've got another chance to queue up all night and win.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't. I'd never keep awake this time.
Yes, you will. Because I'm going to queue all night with you. This time, nothing can go wrong.
Oh, well, I suppose... wait a minute. Your mum will never let you queue up all night.
No, but she'll let me stay the night with you. We won't mention it'll be with you in the queue.
Oh, Jim, I don't think...
I know, that's why I'm thinking for you. It's the only way you can get that wonderful present for Susan, and I'll help you.
Why do we say you want to stay the night with me?
We don't. We say you want me to stay the night with you. Because your mum and dad are away, and you're scared of being on your own.
They'd never believe a man was scared like that.
No, but they'll believe you are. Chair up, Alfie. Now let's get settled. It's going to be a long night.
That is that. It's only 11:10.
Well, I wasn't taking any chances this time. Now let's see. Deck chair, 2 blankets, pillow and hot water bottle. That's for me. And a camp stool. That's for you.
What about a blanket? You said you only wanted one.
I know, but it's colder than I thought. Anyway, we can't both sleep at the same time or we'll miss the sale again.
Oh, we're going to take turns sleeping. Like in the army when you're on guard.
Exactly.
In the territorials, we used to have 1 hour on guard and 2 hours off. Well, we can't do that, though. There's only two of us.
Of course we can. I have 1 hour queuing and 2 hours sleeping. Then you have 1 hour sleeping and 2 hours queuing.
Oh, hey, that's not right.
All right, we'll do it the other way around. You have 2 hours queuing and 1 hour sleeping, and then I'll have 2 hours sleeping and 1 hour queuing.
That's better.
Well, 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 well. I'll see you've turned up again, sir. I must say, you're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
Oh, hello, Constable. Yeah, the sales have been extended for another day.
Yes, I know. I saw it in the paper. Yeah, I was telling the wife about you. I said, I'll bet that duft... I'll bet that chap will be there again. Yes, and here you are.
Yeah, you're right. I'm here.
And you're here as well, sonny, eh?
You're right again. I can see it's no use trying to fool you.
You what?
Sorry. Just a bit of fun.
Yes, well, you better get home and make your family laugh, I think. Come on, tuck your friend in, and I'll walk to your house with you.
Oh, I'm stopping here for the night to make sure Sleepy Sammy keeps awake. At 9:05 in the morning, I'll be going home on my new bike, or Alfie will be going home on a stretcher.
No, you shouldn't be out all night, you know, queuing up, not at your age. Do your people know you're here?
My mum knows I'm spending the night with Alfie, doesn't she, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. She said Jimmy could stay with me.
Yes, well, I suppose if she knows, it's all right. Anyway, from time to time during the night, I'll be walking around here.
Oh, that's good. It's a bit lonely when you're not used to it.
Yes, well, most people get a bit nervous in the middle of the night, you know, sir.
Oh, don't worry, Constable. Anytime you feel frightened, shout for me.
Oh, very, very comical, aren't we? Eh? Yeah, and I bet your teachers love you at school.
But it's blooming drafty in this shop doorway. Hey, Alfie! Alfie!
What? Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, what time is it?
Oh, I get... How do I know you've got me watch? I gave it to you when I lay down in this deck chair, so you wouldn't have to disturb me.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. It's 2:35.
Yeah. Which means it's exactly 5 minutes since I woke you. Now shut up and let me have the rest of my hour's sleep. I can't go to sleep if you don't shut up.
You can't what?
I can't go to sleep.
Well, get up and let somebody lie down who can.
For the last time, shut up. I'll put you to sleep for a week.
All right, all right. I'll wake you up when the hour's up.
Right. Now, keep quiet.
Is it all right if I breathe now and again?
You won't be breathing much longer if you don't keep quiet.
Alfie, wake up.
You are.
Alfie. Ah,
what is it? What time is it?
It is 2:00, but listen.
2:00? I'm not due to get up till 2:30.
It's not that. There's a burglar over there.
See, if you don't let me get a burglar.
Yeah, and that big warehouse across the road. Look, you can see his torch flashing.
Hey, you're right. It's a torchlight.
Look, that copper friend of yours has just been here. He can't be far. Run round the corner and bring him back.
Well, why didn't you tell him?
I didn't see the light till he'd gone round the corner. Go on, get after him. If we catch this burglar, I might get a reward.
All right. I suppose I'd better report it to the copper.
Where have you been? To Scotland Yard and back?
No, the constable rang up the station first on his walkie-malkie. His walkie-talkie.
Oh, never mind that. Where's this burglar, eh?
You're lucky he's not back home. He's over there. See, you can see the light. It's higher up now.
Oh, no. That light's been there every night for the last 2 years. It's Arthur Crossdale.
Every night for 2 years? Don't you think it's time you caught him?
Yeah, especially if you know the burglar's name.
He's the night watchman.
Well, I never. Hey, fancy the night watchman being a burglar.
Oh, give me strength. I think there's been a burglar in your head.
Well, I bet he didn't get anything.
Oh, dear me. Now I've got to call up the sergeant and tell him to stop the car coming. Hello. Personal radio on 572 headquarters. Over.
Well, Alfie, you made a right fool of yourself, didn't you?
I didn't make a fool of myself.
You mean you were born like that?
Yeah. No, you did it.
Hello. RC 157 reporting. Yeah, that call about the burglar was a false alarm. And that was the night watchman. Yeah, well, it was reported to me as a burglar. Yeah. Well, by that idiot, that fellow I mentioned in my report the last two nights. You know, the Q maniac. Yes, I'm sorry, sir, aren't you? Oh, yes, I'll tell him. What? Yeah, I'd like to, but I reckon it'll only damage me truncheon.
Well, you better tell the constable you're sorry for causing all the trouble.
I'm sorry for the trouble. No, I'm not. You saw the night watchman burgling the place. I mean, the burgling, watching the thinking he was.
Have you been drinking, sir?
Of course not. I never drink.
You mean you're always like this?
It's not the drink, constable. It's the dope.
Oh, I see. What kind?
You what?
What do they call the dope?
Alfie Hall. No, you see, the trouble is he hasn't been sleeping well.
Sleeping? Oh, like I should be asleep. Excuse me, Constable, it's time I went to sleep.
Yes, that's what the sergeant said.
It's 2:15, Alfie. You do up at 1:30. It's not worth lying down now. I'll start my sleep now and call me at 4:45.
You mean 4:30?
Look, I'm taking an extra 1/4 hour off your sleep, aren't I?
Yes, yeah.
Well, so it's only fair that you take an extra 1/4 hour off my guard.
Oh, yes.
Only 2 minutes to go before the shop opens, Alfie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank goodness, then I can have some sleep.
Yeah, when I get my bite, you can sleep on the saddlebag. Hey, it's a good job we queued early. There must be 50 behind us now.
Excuse me, mister, which of the bargains are you after?
He's buying the bike for me and the suede coat for my sister.
That's right.
Oh, I want it a bad.
Right, how long have you been queuing then?
3 days. It's his hobby. Hey. He's queue mad. Last year, he queued up in the snow for 3 weeks for an ice cream sandwich. He got pneumonia.
That's nonsense, have you, mister?
Well, I thought I was early, coming at 7. I wanted to buy that bag for me to Ladlock, you know. Still, I suppose I can get the other bargain, you know, the gent suit.
That'll look a bit daft on you, little lad. Hey, he's opening the door, Alfie. Come on.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I thought I'd never make it.
Now, could I have the first 3 people, please, who want 3-star bargains?
That's us, mister. Come on, Alfie.
All right, don't push me.
No, steady now, steady, steady, steady. There's no need to shove. You have the first choice, you know.
The bike. I have the bike.
Yes, sonny. All right, all right.
And I want the lady's suede coat.
Very well, sir, very well. Yes, now, do you want them delivered, sir?
No, we're taking them.
Yes, we'll take them.
Yeah, I'll ride the bike.
And I'll wear the coat. I'll carry it, I mean.
Yes, very well, sir, very well. Now, that will be £2 for the 2 bargains, sir.
Oh, good old Alfie.
£2, right.
Alfie, I'll clean your motorbike for a month for nothing. Well, for half price, anyway.
£2. That's funny. Oh, it's in my inside pocket. No, it isn't.
What's up, Alfie?
Jim, Jimmy, I've left my money at home.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Derek Giler as the other voices. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Ooh, I was mad after queuing up all rotten night. I was just going to clout Alfie with the deck chair when he asked the salesman if he'd take a check. Well, the salesman hummed and hawed a bit, and then I went on my knees and he said yes. Then I did clout Alfie with the deck chair. He'd left his checkbook at home with the...